The U.S. military has been deployed in Afghanistan since late 2001. Too many young Americans have spilled their blood in this medieval country still feeling its way through the 15th century. Yet the Obama administration is now negotiating a new security agreement with Afghan leaders, which could keep a U.S. military presence there for another 10 years. Afghan elders, an assembly of upwards of 3,000 men, want us to stay in Afghanistan, but with certain conditions, conditions which would circumscribe what U.S. troops can do to defend themselves. U.S. forces would be limited in their ability to take proactive measures, like roadblocks and house searches, resulting inevitably in more U.S. lives lost on the ground. The Obama administration should take the hint, exit gracefully and quickly, and allow Afghan elders and young Afghans to deal with a resurgent Taliban on their own terms. If the Afghan government can't prevail in a struggle with the Taliban by now, they never will. From start to finish, World War II was over in 6 years. So by any reasonable standard, the time has long since passed for the U.S. to leave this modern-day valley of death. This is Dan Ray telling it straight every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio, 1030.